Your week ahead horoscopes from Russell Grant are coming up. Don't forget, you can visit russellgrant.com to read your daily, weekly, love and monthly horoscopes. Plus, you can watch Russell's daily video horoscopes for free.
Hello Capricorn, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, October the 7th and the whole week ahead. I love the Moon Neptune aspect today because it's gentle. The Moon in Taurus anyway for you as a Capricorn is lovely because it is sentimental. It's great for anything to do with children or babies or younger people. But also there's a little celebration, maybe a bit of a birthday party or anniversary, but there is something that needs to be celebrated today. And here's your Sunday stars. When you get Venus squaring Saturn, and of course Saturn is your ruling planet, there's always a coldness. It's like a winter's chill. Doesn't matter what the season is, spring, autumn, summer, there's a winter's chill. And it could come in money or it could come in love, but certainly when it comes to anything intimate, you're best to take a back seat because you can't do right for doing wrong today. And here's your Monday stars. Mercury's link to Pluto in your sign is very suspicious, and it will make you suspicious and even hypercritical and cynical. It's certainly not good to have conversations with other people because you're bound to say the wrong thing, or somebody will say something to you that will really annoy and anger you. Difficult stars today, and you're better to zip your lip rather than say something that people will neither forgive nor forget. And here's your Tuesday stars. It's a huge day today. The sun is going to square Pluto in your sign. And that really does mean the link to Jupiter, because Jupiter's going to be changing signs too. This is a massive day. And the biggest thing I can say to you now is look at your life. And if something isn't working, quit whilst you're ahead. But don't say, oh, I'll give it one more chance, or I'll give them a few more months or weeks or years. Because all you're going to do is play for time, and very soon it's going to run out. Here's your Wednesday stars. The difficulty of Mars squaring Saturn is, again, like with Venus earlier on in the week. It's frustrating. Because you can't seem to make headway, and you won't yet, because you've got things that you've got to sort out. Yes, this Sun Pluto is telling you to get rid of things, is saying that, you know, as one door shuts, another will open, but you've still got to shut the door before a new one can open. So start looking and seeing what you can shut now. And here's your Thursday stars. Now, it might have escaped your notice, but a couple of days ago, Jupiter moved into Scorpio, which for you is excellent for planning the future, and it's going to be in this position for one whole year. The long span is a 12-year change. So what you start now and over the next year will be very, very important for the next 12 years of your life. Look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life, Jupiter in the 11th. And here's your Friday stars. Mercury's link to Saturn is a very, very good aspect to end the week on, because it means through your diligence and your dedication, you will get to where you want in life. It might take time. It might mean that you've got to take extra moments to think things through. But in the long run, if you are determined to get somewhere in life, then somewhere in life you will get.
Get your free natal horoscope report at russellgrant.com to discover the planetary positions at your exact time of birth. See you next week.